From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. The director of the California Senate Fellows Program is no longer employed after an investigation into whether he failed to report sexual misconduct allegations against a student fellow. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports.
The events that precipitated David Pacheco's departure began in the fall of 2016 when he placed a female fellow in Senator Tony Mendoza's Capitol office, even though he knew of the center's reputation for inappropriate behavior toward women. A year later, Pacheco learned Mendoza allegedly invited the fellow to his home and offered to drive her to a resort to spend the night with him. Although Pacheco said he reported these allegations to the Senate, he did not report them to Sacramento State, which runs the Capitol Fellows programs. The university placed Pacheco on indefinite leave in November, shortly after the allegations against Mendoza became public and questions emerged over Pacheco's response. Now, Sacramento State has confirmed Pacheco is no longer employed by the university, and his separation was effective 2 weeks ago. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Sacramento State holds the license to Capitol Public Radio, which produced this story. The Trump administration will sue California over policies designed to protect immigrants who arrived illegally from deportation. Capitol Public Radio's Ben Bradford reports. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is in Sacramento this morning to announce the lawsuit.
Sessions is scheduled to speak to an association of California police officers just after 8 this morning, where he'll unveil the lawsuit. It's expected to challenge California policies that restrict local and state law enforcement and businesses from cooperating with federal immigration agents. It's something of a countersuit. California and sanctuary cities around the country are already challenging Justice Department attempts to deny them funding. At the heart of all of these cases, old and new, is whether the federal government can require states and localities to help immigration agents, or whether that's federal overreach. In Sacramento, I'm Ben Bradford.
Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.